الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Salat on me for 200 times on Friday, his sins of 200 years will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are glad to welcome you back into our silsila where we are looking at certain aspects of the blessed life of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi and trying to take lessons from those as well as along with hearing the blessing, mentioning and dhikr of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi. And always keep this intention in mind whenever we are watching this silsila, that not only are we gaining blessings from hearing the blessing, the blessed mentioning of a great saint of Allah Azza wa Jal, of a Waliullah, also we are looking for things and lessons that we can take on board from his blessed life and try to implement in our own lives so that we can better ourselves. As we are the lovers of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, we as lovers need to look for things in his life which we can take on board and try to imitate. So may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to do so. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, we are going to be looking at Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, his service to the community. When he had learnt and gained all the knowledge and he has gone through a lot of other difficulties as well. And now when he decides to return to the community with such great amount of knowledge, such huge amount of knowledge, how much of an impact he had upon the society in his time. It is mentioned that whenever any student would come to his blessed court, when they would come to his blessed court, they would never need to refer to another teacher. They would never need to refer to another teacher because he rahmatullah alayhi had so much knowledge that students that came, they felt fully satisfied with his teaching and with his knowledge, subhanallah azza wa jal. And he taught a lot of students. Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, his sahibzada, his son Sayyidi Abdul Wahhab rahmatullah alayhi, he says that Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, for 33 years, from 528 Hijri to 561 Hijri. For 33 years, Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he did tadrees, he taught people, and he took care, he also gave fatawa, and he wrote down fatawajat and Islamic verdicts. So for 33 years, he taught and he wrote down fatawajat. So this service that he rendered to the community was for 33 years, subhanallah azza wa jal. And ulama from Iraq and from surrounding places and from every single corner of the world actually would send questions to him. So questions will come from every corner of the world in the court of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi. And Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, without the need for mutala and without needing to contemplate much, he would give the correct answer, subhanallah azza wa jal. And his answer would be so solid that even the greatest scholars of Iraq would not have the ability and would not actually be able to speak against or say a word against the answer of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, subhanallah azza wa jal. In fact, Allama Sha'arani alayhi rahmah, he has stated, كانت فتواه تعرض على العلماء بالعراق. His fatwa was presented in the court of the scholars of Iraq فَتُعْجِبُهُمْ أَشَدَّ الْإِعْجَابِ. And it shocked them. It was extremely shocking for them. فَيَقُولُونَ سُبْحَانَ مَنْ أَنْعَمَ عَلَيْهِ. And all they said was, glorified is he who has blessed him with such amount of knowledge. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And just for a little bit of an interest, once a mas'ala came, a question came in the court of the ulama of Iraq initially. And this question was a very strange one in one sense. It was a question that a person has taken an oath. He has sworn, he has taken a qasam that I am going to perform a worship of Allah. I am going to be worshipping Allah, and it's going to have to be such a worship that nobody else is performing it at that time in the whole world. Or else, my wife is divorced 3 times. She has got three, my wife is divorced thrice. She will get 3 divorces, 3 talaq. So he's taken this oath now, that I am going to perform such a worship of Allah that nobody on the entire planet is performing at that moment in time. Otherwise my wife is divorced 3 times. Now this mas'ala, this ruling is presented in the court of the blessed scholars of Iraq. And they are puzzled. They are thinking as to how can this person now save himself and fulfill this qasam so his wife can be saved from talaq. They are puzzled and they cannot come up with a solution. Then this mas'ala is brought in the court of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi. And instantly Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi grants a reply and he gives an answer. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And he says that this person, he should travel to the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And the area for tawaf, the area where people do tawaf, he should get it evacuated and emptied just for himself. So it's only him there. And then he should carry out the tawaf of the Khana Kaaba. Because when he is doing that tawaf, there will be nobody in the entire planet doing that same ibadat, same worship as him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And this way, his qasam will be fulfilled. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. فَأَجَمَ عُلَمَاءُ الْعِرَاقِ. And the ulama, the scholars of Iraq, were shocked at this reply. وَكَانُوا قَدْ عَجَزُوا عَنِ الْجَوَابِ. Because they were unable to answer. They had said they had expressed their inability to answer this mas'ala. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And in terms of the knowledge of Sayyidina Ghawth al-Saqalain, rahmatullah alayhi, even though he himself was Hanbali in terms of his mazhab, we have 4 imams in fiqh. Imam Adam Abu Hanifa. So the people that follow him are known as Hanafi, Ahnaf, plural. So a person who follows Imam Adam Abu Hanifa, his teachings that he has derived in terms of the rulings regarding Salah, Wudu, all of these, a person who follows him will be called a Hanafi. A person who follows Imam Shafi'i Ali Rahman, he will be called a Shafi'i. And a person who follows Imam Malik Ali Rahman, he will be called Maliki. And a person who follows Imam Muhammad, he will be called Hanbali, alayhi rahmah. So, this, out of the 4 imams, Sayyidina Ghawth Azam, rahmatullah alayhi, he was a Hanbali, but this was his level of knowledge, that he would give fatwa in the light of the teachings of all 4 madhahib. He would be able to give fatwa for each and every single madhab regarding the rulings in that madhab, subhanallah. And this is the service that he rendered to the community, and he answered the questions of people. And when we look at Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, another impact that he had upon the society was through his tadris, through his teaching, and he taught a lot of students. And it is stated regarding him that he would put an extreme amount of effort. He would put a lot of effort into teaching the students that he taught. He would have a lot of effort and input that was going from his side when he was teaching a student. One person saw that there was an Ajami student who was very dull-minded, and you had to explain the same thing to him again and again. One point you would have had to say it multiple times for him to grasp it and understand it. And Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi was teaching him with so much effort, with so much mihnat. And this person, he saw the amount of effort that Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi is putting into this person. And when that student After finishing, he went home. He went away. This person I was seeing, he said to Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayh that, "Ya Ghawth, I am surprised at the effort that you're putting in this student, in teaching this student." And Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayh replied, "Qad baqiya min ta'abi ma'ahu dun al-usbu'." My effort with him has only less than a week of that remains. I have to put this effort in for only less than a week. وَيَمْضِي إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Soon then this person, this student that I was teaching, he will pass away within and he will go and meet his Lord. And this person, he says, the Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi told him, and that the last day of that week, that student, he passed away. And I participated in his janazah. So this was done. This was a service of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi. And we also learn from this the karamat of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi, how he managed to find out that this person is going to be dying soon. This is the karamat, and through his nur-e wilayat, the nur of his wilaya, his sainthood, he found out that this person was going to be passing away. And so Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi, it is actually also stated by his son, Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab rahmatullah alayhi, that for 40 years, from 521st Hijri to 567th Hijri, he was, in terms of this impact on the society, that he was advising people, he was lecturing people, wa'ad and nasihat, for 40 years. So he lectured the people and the community for 40 years in terms of his wa'ad and nasihat. This was another aspect. So far we've looked at him in terms of his verdicts, his fatawa jat. That was a service to the community in one sense as well. He benefited the people. And he benefited the people in terms of through his tadris. He also benefited the people through his wa'ad and nasihat, through his bayans, through his speeches. And for 40 years he did that. And he had specified 3 days in a week. 3 days in a week for this he had specified. He had specified the day of Friday, Tuesday and Wednesday. Friday, Tuesday and Wednesday. 3 days were specified when he would advise and give wa'ad and nasiha to the people. And Ibrahim bin Sa'ad rahmatullah alayhi, he says that when Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi, when he would come on and to an elevated place to give lecture to the people, to address the people, he had so much attraction in his speech that people would listen attentively. And not only would they listen, they would act upon what Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi was saying. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And he rahmatullah alayhi would instruct them to carry out goodness, and he would stop them and prevent them and instruct them to stay away from bad and evil. And he would command and he would address the kings and the leaders of that time, and he would instruct them and command them to adopt goodness. And whenever there was any king who was appointed, who was an oppressor, he would not allow that, and he would openly speak against that. And he was extremely fearless, as we've heard before as well. He was extremely fearless when it came to forbidding people from evil. He was extremely fearless in that. And whenever he would write anything, if he would write to the king of the time, he would write to the king like a king writes to a person who is under him. So he had so much authority even when he wrote. And the king who would receive his letter, he will take the letter and he will kiss it and place it on his eyes. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So he would accept in that sense. So this was the greatness of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi. The impact he had on society and the great status and respect that he held within the society. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, it is stated that Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he says initially there were only about two or three people that used to sit in my gathering. But when he started to become more and more famous, he says so many people started to come that there was a place in Baghdad Sharif, in an Eidgah, a place for Eid. The weather, that's where he used to sit and advise the people and lecture the people. And he says people would come with torches in the night from far out to attend his gathering. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Eventually that Eidgah that they had initially, that became, that was not enough. That was not sufficient for the people. There was not enough space to sit in there. That's how big the gathering got. And then because of this, they had to then put the minbar outside in a bigger Eidgah, and in a bigger place where the Eid used to be prayed. And there were so many people that would come from all far out on horses, on donkeys, on mules, on camels, any way of transport that were available there. They would come and they would come and attend the gathering of Sayyidina Ghaseh Azam Rahmatullah Alayh. And it is narrated there were 70,000 people. There used to be at least about 70,000 people that was attending the gathering of Sayyidina Ghaseh Azam Rahmatullah Alayh. And his blessed Sahibzada, his son, Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab, he says that كان يحضره العلماء والفقهاء والمشائخ وغيرهم. That ulama, scholars, and fuqaha, people who are masters in the field of fiqh as well, and mashaikh, other scholars, other great shuyukh, and other than that, normal people, they would all attend his gathering. And there used to be, it is stated, there used to be 400 scholars in his gathering who were taking down notes, who were writing down what Sayyidina Ghaseh Azam Rahmatullah Alayh was saying. And in terms of his voice, his blessed voice was such that a person who was right at the front or right at the back, they would all be able to hear him equally. And they would be able to hear him clearly. This was a karamat also. And how can there not be effect in his voice, in his speech, when if we look at how Sayyidina Ghaseh Azam Rahmatullah Alayh was blessed by our Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is stated that Sayyidina Ghaseh Azam Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, I saw the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the state of awakefulness just before the prayer of the Zuhr prayer. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said to me, Ya Bunayya Lima La Tatakallam. O my son, why do you not speak? And why do you not advise people? Why do you not give nasiha to people? Prophet Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, Ya Abatah, Ana Rajulun A'jamiyun. Kayfa Atakallamu Ala Fusaha'i Baghdad. That, oh my blessed father, oh my grandfather, I am a non-Arab. I am not an Arab. How can I speak in front of these eloquent people of Baghdad? And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Iftah faka, open your mouth. He says, فَفَتَحْتُهُ. So I opened my mouth, فَتَفَلَ فِيهِ. So he put his, placed his blessed saliva in it, سَبْعًا, seven times. So then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go and advise the people now, lecture the people, and invite them towards goodness, and with wisdom, with sound planning, and forbid them, and invite them towards goodness. And then he says, after that I prayed Zuhr namaz, and then I saw Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And he said to me that, open your mouth. And then he also did the same. He placed his fatafala fihi sittan. He placed his saliva in my mouth six times. And look at this, the beautiful Madani pearl that we can gather from this. Sayyidina Ghaseh Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he says, فَقُلْتُ لَهُ. So I said to him, لِمَ لَا تُكْمِلُهَا سَبْعًا. Why didn't you not complete it seven times? Why didn't you put it in the seventh time? He says, فَقَالَ أَدَبًا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Out of the respect for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So he, rahmatullah alayhi, received these blessings from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. So why would there not be effect in the voice and in the speech of Sayyidina Ghaseh Azam rahmatullah alayhi? And when we look at his gatherings, the people that were attending his gatherings, it is stated that the state in his gatherings would be that nobody would need to spit or cough or clear his throat in any way, and neither could anybody talk to the person next to him or anybody else around him. So nobody would even cough, nobody would even flinch, and nobody had the courage to actually get up and leave the majlis. Everybody would listen to his speech attentively, and people would go into wajd, they would go into this state of ecstasy, and they would lose themselves. Even a great muhaddith like Muhaddith Ibn Jawzi alayhi rahmah, he went through this state as well in the gathering of Sayyidina Ghaseh Azam rahmatullah alayhi. And it is stated, لم تكن مجالس سيدنا الشيخ عبد القادر تخلو ممن يسلم من اليهود والنصارى. سبحان الله عز وجل. There was not a gathering of Sayyidina Ghaseh Azam rahmatullah alayhi, except that in that gathering either a non-Muslim, a non-believer became a believer, he accepted Islam. And also, وَلَا مِمَّنْ يَتُوبُ مِنْ قُطَّاعِ الطَّرِيقِ وَقَاتِلِ النَّفْسِ وغير ذلك من الفساد. And there were also no gathering in which some sinner of some sort did not repent. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. To the extent that Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi himself, he says more than 500 non-believers, more than 500 non-believers embraced Islam on my hands, and more than 100,000 thieves, transgressors, innovators, and sinful people sought repentance. His impact on the society, his impact on the people, his effect and his impact, his invitation towards goodness and his forbidding from evil had such a great impact and an effect on the society, subhanallah azza wa jal. Once a Christian named by the name of Sanan, a Christian priest, he came in the blessed gathering of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi, and he gave salam. And he stood up in that gathering and he announced that I am a person who resides in Yemen. I am a person, I'm from Yemen. And I felt in my heart and I had this desire in my heart to accept Islam. And then I made a firm decision that I am going to accept Islam with the greatest personality in Yemen. Whoever is the greatest person in Yemen, I'm going to go to them and I'm going to accept Islam. And he says, in this state, I fell asleep and I saw Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam in my dream. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he came to my dream and he says, Ya Sanan, idhab ila Baghdad. O Sanan, go to Baghdad. Wa aslim ala yadi Shaykh Abdul Qadir. And go and accept Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir. فَإِنَّهُ خَيْرُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ فِي هَذَا الْوَقْتِ. Because from amongst the people currently living, he is the best of people on the face of earth. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So he was advised by Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam to go accept Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi. And also it is stated that once 13 people came in the court of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi to accept Islam. And after accepting Islam, after becoming Muslims, they announced that we are Christians, Arab Christians. And we had intended to accept Islam. We were thinking about a person, a complete guide for ourselves, who could guide us. And then we heard a voice from the unseen, go and accept Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah alayhi. فإنه يوضع في قلوبكم من الإيمان عنده ببركته ما لم يوضع فيها عند غيره من سائر الناس في هذا الوقت. Because through his blessings, such a great amount of iman will be placed in your heart, which you will not get from anyone else at this moment in time. You will go to, if you go to anyone else, the same amount of iman will not be placed in your heart. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And if we look at the greatness of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayhi in terms of his service, it leaves a person in a state of shock. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And we've just had a very brief look at the service that he rendered to the society and the impact he had in society and how he invited people towards goodness and he forbade them from evil. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we've just had a quick glimpse of the life of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayh and the service that he has rendered to the society and how much the people of his time and the world in fact benefited from his knowledge and from his invitation towards goodness. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal himself, we heard his own saying how many people repented in his court from sins and how many disbelievers actually left disbelief and came into Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayh. All of this is made possible, was made possible in the time of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah alayh, because he came and worked amongst the people, he worked amongst the society, and he was with them, he advised them, and he benefited them like that. In the same way, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today in the environment of Da'wat Islami, through the blessed training of Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnat Da'wat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, the Islamic Brothers are trying to do the same. And one of the Madani works of Da'wat Islami that we have is Ilaqai Dara, where we go around the area and we try to invite people to the masjid to come and pray. We try to invite them to attend gatherings that Dawat Islami holds. And alhamdulillah, this is a beautiful way of inviting people towards goodness and forbidding them from evil. So, because Dawat Islami is full of lovers of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi. And as I mentioned earlier, we need to be looking at the life of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi to learn some lessons from there. So this is a lesson that we can learn from the life of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi, to be more active in the work of religion, to start to invite people towards goodness and stop them and instruct them to refrain from sins. And this can only happen, firstly, we need to make the effort, but along with that, we need to also not forget ourselves. We need to be as advising ourselves in that sense as much as we advise others. We need to refrain from sins ourselves. We need to carry out good deeds. And alhamdulillah, all of this is made possible by joining the blessed Madani environment of Dawat Islami, by connecting ourselves with people who are lovers of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi, who are lovers of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah, who are lovers of all of these awliya kiram. They are lovers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And because of that, they have the love of these people and these personalities in their heart. They look at the teachings that these people gave and they try to implement those teachings. And the teachings of these people, what have we been hearing so far in the silsila? There's a fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. They're obedience to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are inviting people towards goodness, preventing them from evil, going out and seeking knowledge. All of these are the teachings that we can pick up from the lives of these blessed people. So when we look at these lives, when we study these lives, we don't just study them and think, right, these are things that were only specific to them. They had qualities that were specialities that were exclusive to them. But there is a lot that we can take on board. There's a lot that we can implement in our lives. And today we've had a glimpse of that. How do we benefit the society? How can we go and benefit? And how can people take advantage and benefit from us? How can we benefit our society? All of this, as I said, alhamdulillah, we can do that by joining the Madani environment of the Dawat Islami. And we get many chances through many ways, through the different departments that Dawat Islami has. Through all of those departments, we get a chance to serve the community, to benefit the community, and alhamdulillah, become a means and a reason for many sinners leaving their sinful acts and their sinful life and coming in to the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, where they try to become practicing Muslims and they try to, alhamdulillah, through the means of that, they develop the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their hearts and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in their hearts. So may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to remember all of this, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to attach ourselves to the Madni environment of Dawat Islami and remain steadfast in the Madni environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have heard, so up till now we've heard many from many different aspects we've heard regarding the blessed life of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi, and we will continue inshallah Azza wa Jal in our upcoming silsilas, in the next silsila as well, inshallah, we will look at Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi's life from a different perspective, from a different angle. So may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to act upon what has been said and keep watching Madani Channel and invite others to watch Madani Channel. Stay tuned in with Madani Channel and the programs that are aired on Madani Channel. Inshallah, it will be a means of building our knowledge, building our Islamic knowledge, and developing the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in our hearts and developing the love of these personalities in our hearts. Ameen, bijah al-Nabil, Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Blessings are